Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, this is Sister Faye. God bless you. It's Friday, November the 11th. 2022 is Friday, y'all. God bless you. We made it through another week, and may he continue to bless you and protect you over the weekend. Remember, COVID is still out here, and other respiratory diseases are out here as well. Today's word of encouragement is sharper than a sword. Coming from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13, Easy Read Bible or the King James Version. Amen. The Easy Read Version says this: the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4, 12 through 13, Easy Read Version or King James Version. There's power in the Word of God. When you speak, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13 aloud, you cut through your situations with a spiritual sword, piercing them to the core. You discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart and expose evil. How is this possible? The Word is alive. It's a living, breathing thing, as applicable today as it was when the Lord spoke through its writers millennia ago. And the same spirit breathed power is still resident in it and in us, which means we can use the Word to fight our battles for us. It truly does cut between light and dark, good and evil. All things are naked and exposed by the Word of God. You can cry out verse after verse and trust God will right the wrongs in alignment with the very words coming out of your mouth. Speak the Word and watch the enemy flee. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Have a good Friday evening as well. Lord, your Word is powerful, is sharper than any sword, exposing evil and separating light and darkness. Show us how best to use it, that we might be fully victorious in you. Amen. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. I have another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you. Keep the peace. Walk in his name. Hold your head up high. No weapon is formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Amen. See you Monday. Bye-bye.